Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. Welcome back to The Burning Issue here on The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM and 95.8 in the Boland. As we said earlier, very big shukran to our sound technical engineer, that's Mr. Faldi Fandalali, and our producer, that is Qanita Kamar. Now, on The Burning Issue, we continue our segment here, and this one is going to be, I'm just trying to find the title of this one, but I know it has to do something around the District 6 reference group. Now, what we're going to be doing is this evening, today marks the start of a new series focusing on restitution for District 6 claimants and the development of homes being built in the area. This includes the latest development currently underway. Over the next few months, the District 6 reference group will be joining us on a monthly basis to provide a feedback on the process. Now, currently in studio, we are joined by, I'm just trying to find the names, and do give me maaf, I'm just trying to order myself very, very quickly. Well, we are joined in studio by Mr. Ahmad Williams, who is a member of the District 6 reference group. Mr. Williams, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And then we are also joined in studio by Sister Farida Musa, also a member of the District 6 reference group. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That's a bit of a familiar face to me, but nonetheless. Okay, let's get to Mr. Williams and start, you know, the discussion this evening. But just to remind our listeners as well, once again, that you can participate in the program by giving us a call on the number 021-442-3530, or you can send us your SMS with your question or comment to the number 47913. Alternatively, via WhatsApp on 07-22-38-07-12, and that will ensure your participation to the program this evening. As we said, let's start with Mr. Williams. In our view, there are still many people of the District 6 community who are confused with the various groups currently existing or operating, and we often receive queries in this regard. Maybe just to give a brief introduction to the District 6 reference group and how you guys were established.
Assalamu alaikum. Shukran for giving us the opportunity once again to explain to our communities where we come from and where we are at this moment. The District 6 reference group was formed in 2012, September, at the Cape Town Convention Center, and that meeting was called by the Minister of Rural Department, Minister Quinty. And he actually asked the claimants out there to elect a group of people, because he cannot call 1,000 people every time to take this thing forward, the development of District 6 and so many things. Then we were elected at that meeting at the convention center in 2012. Mm-hmm. And that was the mandate from the minister to make this group the legal group to represent our claimants for District 6.
Okay, let's hear if you want to maybe just add something.
Yeah, I just want to add that at that point in time, everybody was very unhappy about the long delays. Minister Sinth said to the claimant community, you tell us what it is that that you want us to do. But obviously, as my colleague Bada Ahmad said, he can't talk to everybody individually. Yeah. So a team of 20 was elected by the claimant community, and we were given a mandate by Minister Quinty to assist with the fast-tracking of the process of the development of District 6, and to stay within the legal framework of the Act. And that was basically how we were constituted. We also have our strategic partners that we work with, mm-hmm. and that is the three spheres of government, and they have pledged their support to the reference group within the process. And on a monthly basis, we meet with the what we call the Intergovernment Technical Steering Committee, where we have the ongoing issues of fast-tracking this process.
Okay, we'll speak more about the strategic partners, but on that constitutional note, let's go for a quick ad break. And when we come back, we'll continue with the program called The Burning Issue here on The Voice of the Cape.
The Voice of the Cape. The Burning Issue with Rida Wan Ahmed.
Welcome back. And if you have just joined us, we are in this segment looking at the District 6 Reference Group feedback on the progress of the development. Now, as we said earlier on, this will be a series and we will be getting monthly updates as regards progress in this regard. Now, we are joined in studio by Ahmed Williams and Farida Musa, who are members of the District 6 Reference Group. Now, let's go to Sister Farida very quickly. I know you just very briefly touched on strategic partners, but maybe just give our listeners a bit more information around what role, what their role is, that of the strategic part, of the District 6 Reference Group and your collaboration with the strategic partners.
Yes, thank you. In 2013, just after we were constituted, we had a meeting at the townhouse. We met with the Premier, the Mayor and the Minister. Where the minister clearly spelled out our mandate and what our role was and how the three spheres of government will assist this process and the reference group per se. The local government obviously is responsible for the municipal, the what we call the bulk infrastructure with the, this development. They pay for the roads, the drainage, the sewage and all that. And the national government is obviously responsible for the top structures for the restitution of the payment of the dwellings. And so the task team that has been put together by Minister, it's a national task team of his DG, where they engage with the planners, the architects, and you know, the whole team that that is needed for the development, have the regular meetings of which the reference group is part of. We have very meaningful engagement with them because every step of the way of the development, we need to be there to be the voice of our community to ensure that they do the development in accordance with the needs of the people. We know that in the past, the phase one, the phase two, and now currently the phase three is not really what the claimants agreed to. There was no real meaningful participation, and we therefore said to Minister that we're no longer happy with the way this development is going. We don't want phase one, phase two, and then phase three. It's going to take too long. But we will come to that later because that's part of the agenda, the new way forward.
Mm-hmm. But can I just ask, I'm assuming that as a reference group, for example, and you're saying you're meeting with the various tiers within government, that you're actually then operating from a mandated position, I'm sure.
That's correct, yeah. That's correct. We were mandated by government, national government, to drive this thing forward for the fast-tracking of the development of District 6. Look, District 6, these people, after 20 years, you can see what's built there now. It's about 235 houses that have been built. With the new phase is 108. So we said that it's unacceptable to wait every 5 years you build 100 houses. But we will come later to the simultaneous construction. It's also on the agenda and we can elaborate on that.
Okay. So let's go to the issue around the fact that our information is that there was a meeting held on the 9th of July and the way forward with various resolution were taken. Maybe just give us a bit of information around that.
Okay, we had a meeting at the City Hall on the 9th of July. It was a long outstanding meeting with the claimants, but we structured our meetings to take something back to the claimants. It's no use you're going to call every week or every month a meeting, and what can you tell the claimants? The claimants want to know when, how, and what is going to take to get us back into the city. Mm-hmm. So this meeting was called by the reference group with the claimants. The claimants that's left is the 1274. That's the original claimants that applied before 1998 was 2670 claimants. And 1179 of those claimants opted for the financial contribution or the money financial compensation. Then it left us with 1274 claimants that left. That was validated and verified. And that is the claimants that we represent at the moment, 1274 right. claimants. And at that meeting, there was few things that we put on the table that we need the claimants to endorse. And the first thing was the endorsement of the allocation criteria. The allocation criteria is the lodgement date, and then also there will be special needs that we will allocate the old people that really in need or people that really in need of a dwelling. Mm-hmm. The second endorsement, we ask them to endorse the simultaneous construction of the dwellings. We don't want a piecemeal and every year we find 10 houses or 100 houses being built. We say, do the simultaneous construction, let all our people get back, because it's not young people that's building, getting back there. Mm-hmm. People were evicted there when they were 16, 17, 80 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, after 20 years, you can imagine what is the ages of those people. And some of them, a lot of them has passed on. The third endorsement was the holistic plan for simultaneous construction of all the dwellings in District 6. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was the type of houses. We say District 6 was never a Club Meccano style, like those houses that standing at the moment, the three walks up. Now they want to reduce the 6 to 8 walk-ups. Mm. We say, no, we want District 6 to be built with the row houses and the single houses, what District 6 looked like 20 years ago. And the last one was the endorsement of the legal body that must be created to take this thing forward with the government, to create a body that will be legally bounded to represent our claimants. And that is the four endorsements we ask the claimants to sign. And at the moment, I think my colleague will elaborate the way forward with that endorsement. Where is it at the moment? And the way forward, what are we going to do with those endorsements?
Okay, we'll hear from Sister Farida what the way forward is with regards to those endorsements. Before I do this, an SMS which came through from 8255. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Buta Ahmed. You and Farida are a breath of fresh air. I am sure you are going to take this forward. Viva, viva, Buta Ahmed. Well, once again, a very big shukran to our listeners for their participation to the program. Let's hear from Sister Farida Musa. What is the way forward now?
Okay, shukran.
And where are these endorsements at the moment?
All right. The four endorsements we've asked our claimants to sign and to after we've actually explained to them fully and clarified what these endorsements meant. The allocation criteria, we know that the allocation process of phase one and phase two wasn't done in a very good manner, and we said we can't do that again with 108 to say who's going to go into those houses. Ahmed did say that the first criteria was lodgement date, but there is also special needs criteria that is made provision for in the Act for anybody that is in dire need of accommodation. Mm-hmm. After all that has been signed, they've handed in the ballot forms. The ballot forms has been locked away for counting, so that the reference group can't be accused of tampering with the outcome of the ballots. Mm-hmm. We're engaging the IEC to oversee the process of counting of these ballot papers, and it's been the process will take place in the Mowbray office of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, with the staff of security and staff of the Regional Land Claims office. So we said that we want a fair process. Since the onset of the reference group, we come on board on the principle of openness, fairness, and transparency, and we want to remain in that manner going forward. So once we have the outcome of that, the first one will go back to Minister, because Minister said he wants to see the allocation criteria, that it is a fair and a just process before we go ahead. After that, It will, after we've had the okay from minister, a service provider will be appointed to do the interviewing of the special needs applications.
You know. Are we looking at the allocation process now?
The allocation, yes. Just going forward, so after the ballot has been counted, that allocation process will be taken forward after it's come back from Minister. Mm-hmm. And the second one, the simultaneous construction, once we know that the people have spoken in a certain way, we're currently busy with the workshops that is overseeing the workshops that when Minister accepted our simultaneous development proposal, he also said that we need to appoint a service provider that will do the costing and the feasibility study. And that second endorsement is to say that we can go ahead with that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we can go ahead with the proposal that Minister has accepted. And then the outcome of the third one going forward is that obviously we will say the people have spoken, they don't want want to live in the type of apartments that we currently have, because our people on average age is 65 and they can't climb stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the third endorsement, and the last one is the legal entity. Of course, if the outcome is positive, then that legal entity will oversee the entire process.
Mm-hmm. So has these resolutions now been passed, or is it, if I understand you correctly, you're saying there's a ballot that was taken as regards these particular resolutions, and that these are now just being counted and then affirmed, and once you've checked your ballots, you've affirmed this, you will then proceed with this particular matter. Mr. Williams?
Yeah, shukran for that. I think that the IEC has indicated to assist us with the counting of these four endorsements. So what we're saying, yes, it will happen in the next week or two.
Mm.
We will have the outcome and the results will be published. And I'm sure that if, like Farida said, the outcome of the ballots, we can then say the people have spoken. And that mandate we will take forward to the Minister for approval. Once we get it back, the Minister will call a meeting with all the claimants that's been verified and validated at the next meeting and explain to them the way forward.
Okay. Now, let's move on. I believe there's something around a construction in Site Q. I don't know what happened to the rest of the alphabet, but I know it says here that there's construction happening on Site Q. Now, I'm assuming that once these construction, they're building some houses, and that some people would then be allocated. So what would the allocation process be like?
Okay, let's talk about the Site Q construction going on. There has been delays, but we are back on track. There's new project management on site, and it is envisaged that the completion for the entire 108 units will be by first quarter of 2018.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the allocation of those dwellings, that is the process that we had to get the endorsement from our claimant community from. Because the allocation process, as we said, wasn't much of a fair process in the past, and we couldn't...
With phase one and phase two.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, so the allocation for these 108, the outcome of that will be known once we have counted the ballots.
The ballots. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Lewis?
I just also want to add that the request is to get the claimants in an order from 1 till 1274. So if you are number 100, you know very well that you will be allocated a unit in the next phase. So that is, we're waiting for the department to give us the updated claimant list from 1 till 1274. Then we can take that to the claimant and say, here's the list, and each one will know exactly where that person is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
We have also made provision for the late claimants. We didn't just shove them out. We made provision for 2,000 late claimants that we know that people never applied for restitution.
Uh-huh.
Because I can tell you, you know why? The problem was that in the past, people were asked to pay 250,000 rand to move back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reference group, they played a major role in this, that nobody is paying to come back to District 6.
Mm-hmm.
The government has accepted our view, and they have actually said that to be restituted, you will don't have to pay to come back. Because we say restitution first before business. And that is why we fought for this thing that nobody pays. People that have paid has received their monies back.
I was just going to say, I'm aware that, for example, certain people have made some substantial amounts of payments already.
Exactly.
And that they were, in fact, now wanting their monies back.
I think that mostly of those people has received their monies.
Okay.
There's a few that's still waiting for monies, but the bulk of the people that paid were repaid that monies back. Because, I mean, 250,000 rand, my understanding in the Oxford Dictionary means, if something's been taken away from you, it must be replaced. Why must you pay for restitution? And that was our fight from the beginning, that nobody is paying, and the reference group played a major role in that.
Okay, so can I say then that side Q would be then phase
three,
if I understand you correctly? And what we are saying, that the allocation process will be applied, but you cannot do that allocation process until you have the outcome of the ballot process. And once you have that particular ballot process, you will then start with a rollout of the allocation process. Can I just ask then, your 127, or was it?
1274.
1274. How do you liaise or communicate with your 1274?
We have extensively sent people emails, SMSs, WhatsApp. We have been on the radio and telling people about our meetings that we were going to have. And you know, our last meeting, it was full to the capacity to sit you all. And people were really keen to know what is happening with District 6, because there are so many groups out there that misleading our people, and we feel that people must come to us as a reference group if they want to know anything about the restitution in District 6, because restitution is free. People mustn't pay to be restituted. I mentioned that earlier on. So yes, we are there. Our contact numbers will be given, and if people want to know anything about District 6 redevelopment, we are the people and the group that must be contacted.
Well, there you have it. You should then be contacting the District 6 reference group. Let's hear from Mr. Ahmad Williams. And as we said, we also are joined in the studio by Sister Farida Moussa. You know, what are some of the contact details, if any of our listeners, you know, are interested, maybe just to get a bit more information around that?
Okay. We know in the past we haven't been... Our communication hasn't been really up to scratch, and we take responsibility for that. But also, if you don't have something substantial to communicate, then people are tired of listening to the same old, same old. And it is for this reason that we felt the 9th of July's meeting was actually very fruitful, because we had something positive to bring to our claimant community. On the score of continuous or future communication, we have had a serious shake-up of our claimant.
I was going to ask you maybe just to hold that particular thought and response. We've got a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, brother. Just your name and then your question or comment, inshallah.
Yes, my name is Farooq. And I'm one of those people that applied or gave all my information years ago to the Oriental Plaza. That was the first time, and then nothing came of it. We had to pay an admin fee also at the time. Nothing came of that. After that, I went to Baitekan Street, you know, to put my papers and, forward again for the second time. Nothing came from that as well. From there, I went to Strand Street. Right on top in Strand Street, I think people sitting there would know what I'm talking about, maybe. And even then, that was the third time I gave in all my information. Up to today, nothing came of it. Nobody phoned me, nothing. I even went one day to, to the church in town, District 6, you know, and because they said we must come together there. I went there. My name wasn't even in the book there to tell it to me, wasn't even on the system even. After I've applied three times. Now, I became so despondent that I don't want to hear about it anymore, but now I hear that you can't come back and try and apply again. Is that possible? And if so, where must I come to?
Okay, shukran for that particular question. We'll get our in-guest students just to give you a response. But we've got another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Now, just your name, brother, and then your question or comment, and then we'll get our guest in studio just to give you a response.
Okay, my name is Nizam. I just want to refer to the communication. I think the reference group, under the instruction of Minister Mkwenty, they were instructed to form a reference group. And at the same time, it also, their mandate expired, when their mandate was expired. So they need to speak about that also, because there is no mention in any of their discussions since they've been on the radio about a mandate that has expired, referring to the reference group. And the other thing also is there is the minutes of the reference group when they used to have their meetings at Cape Town International. There they were talking about all the legitimate claimants, which was the people that made it into the 98 list. And those people whose claimants disappeared, they formed the late list. Now, what happened in the meeting where the legitimate claimants of the pre-98, I wouldn't say legitimate, I would rather say the 98 group people that made it to get into the list, they said that the whole of District 6 is only going to be divided into the legitimate, the claimants that made it into 98. Nobody else would be allowed to come back. Now, the late claimants, there's a late list of claimants that has been fighting for quite a long time to be recognized. And in fact, the Minister Mkwenty admitted and recognized that the late list people should become part of the claimants of 98. These people in your studio have no discussion or any mention about the late list claimants. And then also the, I'll ask again because
problem,
now sir. I forgot what else I need to say.
That's fine. Okay, you can put the, we can put the phone down. You can. We'll give the, our guests to respond on air. Before they do, we're going to go for a quick ad break, and when we come back, we'll continue with the program called The Burning Issue here on The Voice of the Cape.
The Voice of the Cape. The Burning Issue with Ridwan Ahmed.
Welcome back, and our topic of discussion, District 6 Reference Group feedback on the progress on the development. Now we are joined in studio by Ahmed Williams as well as Farida Musa. So Farida, we've got two callers raising their questions and concerns, maybe just your response to those.
Okay, Mr. Farooq, yes, we are aware that there are a lot of people's claims that went missing in those years, those early years. That was before the reference group came about. But there's nothing we can do about that other than to say that when the new claims process do open and you have, you will be sent to Mowbray office to go and do your lodgement. If you have got any questions, then you can phone us at the end of the program. We will leave our telephone numbers where you can contact us, and we will gladly assist you. To respond to Mr. Nizam, we are not aware that a mandate of the reference group has expired. Our mandate originally was to assist with the fast-tracking of the process, and that is exactly what we're doing. And we're currently busy with a service provider where we're doing the holistic planning for the rest of the building of District 6. So, and with regard to the late claimants, just to say that when the claims process opened, lodgement took place at Mowbray office for a year. It was then stopped by the Constitutional Court, and the ruling was that the department get all the current validated or verified of the old claimants finalized before they continue. It's not to say that the new claims that was lodged has been discarded. It is in archive and it is still in existence, and that is the terminology they use. The new claims are in existence. Now, when the reference group first came on board, we were asked by Minister to put our position papers forward, and one of the first things in our position paper was that we recognised, because we lived in District 6, that there were friends and families and neighbours who did not claim, and we therefore made provision for what we termed then our late claimants. Okay, so nobody's been left behind. If you lived in District 6, that is the policy, you can return to District 6, but you have to follow the legal process. Only the department, together with the regional land claims court, can assist you with your lodgement. Nobody else. Not the reference group, nor any other group can restitute you except the government, and we are here to assist you to do that.
Okay, shukran for that, Sister Farida Musa. Just my attention to the SMS line very quickly. There's one that says, Assalamu alaikum. Please explain to me as a claimant, I went to the office in Long Street asking to view my claim. I was told I needed to make an appointment with Nomalizo to be able to view my claim after more than 2 weeks. I'm still waiting on her to contact me. Oh, I made the appointment the same day and I'm still waiting. Does anybody want to offer a quick response? Or just, and then there's another one that says, Assalamu alaikum, what should you do if you don't earn 3,500 rand for the local houses and earn a little for the bank house? I don't know if anybody in studio can assist in that regard. Another one says, Assalamu alaikum, I'm a special needs person. How should I go about an application? Another one says, Salam, where can we contact the reference group regarding who is on the list? Well, on that who is on the list, now let's go for a quick ad break. And when we come back, we will wrap up the program called The Burning Issue here on The Voice of the Cape.
The Burning Issue with Ridwan Ahmed.
Welcome back then to the tail end of the program called The Burning Issue here on The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM and 95.8 in the Boerland. Just my attention very quickly to the SMS line. There's an SMS message from 5278 and it says, Assalamu alaikum, Mrs. Musa and Mr. Williams. You are the people that will take everybody back to District 6. I say shukran,
inshallah.
Once again, a very big shukran to all our listeners for their participation to the program this evening. Now, either Mr. Williams or Sister Musa, maybe just give us some response or comments to the WhatsApp messages which we have received.
Okay, on the first one, with regard to contacting Nomalizo to make an appointment, Nomalizo is a very busy lady. She deals with all 1,200 claimants on a daily basis. If she don't get any joy there, they're welcome to contact me. I will then make the appointment to assist that person to go with them to the office to see what we can do. Our contact details we will leave at the end of the show. And with regards special needs, yes, we will soon be sending out bulk SMSs to everyone to say how to go about applying for special needs. But that will happen after the ballots has been counted.
Okay, maybe just when do we expect the ballots to be all ready and done?
It should be done within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so well, we're looking forward to that. That will be in the next 2 weeks or so. Now, I'll know that you also wanted to comment around the issue of the Concord ruling, and Concord is obviously the Constitutional Court. There's been a Concord ruling. Maybe just some information around that, and then once again, just to remind our listeners, you are around your contact details. Should any of our listeners wish to have more information around the restitution process or update on the restitution process? Either of my guests.
Okay. On the Constitutional Court ruling, I said previously that it was halted. Doesn't mean that it is not valid and it's not going to happen again. The government has been given a period of 2 years to finalize all the old claims before the new process can reopen. Now, if I have my dates correct, it should reopen by August or July next year, 2018. We will leave our contact details if anybody needs any more information on the new process to be followed. It is, like Ahmed said, it is free. Nobody have to pay anything for a lodgement or registration or membership or anything. With regard to the payment that I know it's not related, but the refunds of the people who paid in phase one and phase two. Ahmed mentioned that most of the people got their money back, but there are still some outstanding. We had a meeting last week with the commissioner, and they have undertaken to write to the trust attorneys to make arrangements for the rest of the people's money to come back.
I seem to recall there was an issue around the trustees that had to be clarified. Just an SMS which came through very quickly from 5035. It says, Assalamu alaikum. What happens to the claimants that was thrown out of Claremont? Do we go to Strand Street too? Yeah. I'm not too sure if you guys can assist in that regard.
Yes, I would say that we got nothing to do with claimants outside District 6, but it gets handled at the same office in town, in number 14 Long Street, and in Mowbray, the road that's on the side of ShopRite. There was a question asked, who is on the list? Like I said earlier on, we will make that list available of the 1274 that's been validated and verified, and that list will be made soon after we have counted the ballots, and we are still waiting for that list from the department to have that list updated. Then Varida also touched on the Nomalisa issue. Yes, then the guy that phoned, or the lady that phoned about the subsidy,
that's 3,500
mm-hmm. It's been up to 4,000. If you earn between 0 and 4,000 rand, you can apply at the City of Cape Town for a RDP house, and that you don't have to pay for. So that is the new thing within the city. Up to 0 to 4,000 rand, you can apply for a subsidy house.
Okay.
In the city.
Now, just the last but not least, the contact details for the District 6 reference group, you know, where our people could possibly either or make contact with you. I'm not sure if you have maybe a landline office number or maybe an email, which will make things much easier. Alternatively, you'll have to share either your cell phone or other contact details. So Mr. Williams, let's start with you.
I think the easiest way is our email address. Then you don't keep my telephone busy for the whole day. It's ACHMAT, that's Ahmed, .Williams@yahoo.com. It's ACHMAT.Williams@yahoo.com.
Well, so there you have it. That's the contact details for Mr. Ahmed Williams of the District 6 Reference Group. I'm not too sure if Sister Farida Moussa, are you prepared to give any contact details?
Yes, most people do have my telephone number, but I will repeat it. It is 083-571-7645, alternatively by email, which is Farida, F-A, R-E-D-A dot Musa, M-O-O-S-A, @gmail.com.
Okay, there you have it. That's the contact details for Sister Farida Musa. Just an SMS which came through, WhatsApp message 2882, says, Ahmed, can you tell me when my claim will be done? Reference D162. I'm not too sure, Mr. Williams, if you'll be able to assist very, very quickly.
Like we said, we had a meeting in the City Hall on the 9th. We are now going through the process, and once the process has been followed, we will then advertise the people on the list from 1 to 1274 that people can understand where they're laying on that list. So people will then see, okay, I'm with the next phase. But if we have the simultaneous construction, then people don't have to need to worry about when they're going back. We're all going back into the one.
Okay. Yes, is that it?
Okay, with regard, who's going to go into the 108? That is the burning issue question. Everybody would want to know whether I'm in. We said lodgement, that is the one of the criteria. In other words, if you lodged 1994, 95, it's in that order. And a portion will be reserved for special needs. But that list should be out. I don't want to commit to a firm date, but it should be out around about end of September, because if the houses are finished by the first quarter of 2018, then obviously we're going to have to let people know well in advance. We can't just let people know a month before the time that they're going to have to move in. So things are moving, and it's going to be all happening in a very short space of time.
Okay, then there's another SMS, and the person is saying, could you please repeat the contact number for Farida Kanala? Farida, is this your contact number again, Ms. Musa?
It's 083 571-7645.
Okay, Mr.
Williams,
your details again?
My details is the email address, but I would like to give my telephone number.
Okay, for sure, just give
I'm
your number.
I'm very passionate about it. 082-478-678.
Well, a very big shukran indeed to the representatives of the District 6 Reference Group, and that is Buta Ahmad Williams and Sister Farida Moussa. A very big shukran to the both of you. Time has caught up with us. I want to wish you everything of the best. And as we say to our listeners, this is a series. We will keep you up to date and informed as regards to the restitution process.